Whoa. Oh, hey there. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Allie Rosen, joined here by
Joshua Nolan.
And this is Animatronic Dinosaurs, the premier film talk
Number
show.
Number one film show at Lafayette.
I think we're the only film show
we
at Lafayette.
We are, don't worry.
Yeah,
let's keep it. But we're still the best.
Yeah, I mean, we are the best. Because of that, we are the best. So, I'm going to let Josh just talk while I set up the other mics. Sorry we started a little late today, though, guys.
Yeah. It's okay. Well, I'm super excited for this show. We have a review for you coming in hot. Arrival, the alien movie. It was great. We'll talk all about it. We also have 2017 movies coming in. Because we only have, I think, two or three radio shows left, and so
this is the second to last
one, and so wanted to get it now where we could plan and not be worried about finals. So yeah, we're talking all things 2017. We're gonna go through the movie list, what we're hyped for, what big name movies are gonna blow the box office away, and also what little movies to keep an eye out for Oscar buzz or just in general, just to see what'll be good.
Yep, you can hear me now.
Yeah. And he's back.
And I'm back. Woo! All right. So, yeah, let's... Sorry, this is a very...
Oh, we also have a trailer reaction.
We do have a trailer reaction. Where is... come on, notes. Okay, good. Sound's coming through.
Yep.
So, today is December 4th.
Yeah.
Welcome. All right, this is just a terrible thing. All right, what'd you see over Thanksgiving?
Oh, all right, you go first. I gotta bring up my list.
Well, I saw on the plane ride, I saw Bad Moms.
Oh, is that any good?
Yeah, it was fine.
I that's on my list.
It's not terrible. I liked it, and it's like it's not a bad movie in any sorts. It was fun. It's a lot of the. What am I trying to say? A lot of the, I'm mind blanking in the biggest. It'd be enjoyed by parents. I'll give them that.
Huh.
It's very raunchy. Raunchier than I thought it would be.
Yep.
But I guess I'd watched Sausage Party, I think, right before it.
Didn't you already see it?
I have already seen Sausage Party.
Yeah. I still haven't seen that one yet.
It is really funny.
Yeah.
But also not appropriate for anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody under the age of 17 or of over the age of 30. I think everybody over the age of 30 will get offended by it. And everybody under the age of 17 is not, it's not appropriate for them.
Yeah. Any others?
Saw Resurgence again.
Independence Day?
Yeah. Nice. I like it.
I like that movie, yeah.
Yeah. We're in a small
subset, yeah.
Yeah. I saw Central Intelligence again.
Great movie,
Of course. Oh, I finally got a chance to see Finding Dory.
Ooh, what do you think?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And most people get mad about that, but I was not a fan.
It wasn't as good as Finding Nemo. It was very hyped up.
Of course it's not as good as Finding Nemo, but it just wasn't that, I don't know, I didn't like it that much.
Yeah.
And I also saw Legend of Tarzan.
Oh, me too.
It was weird.
It was weird. I liked it.
I don't know how I felt. I thought it was just really weird.
Yeah.
And I saw Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, boy.
I really, really liked Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
I was surprised by it.
I'm so excited for the next ones.
Yeah, same. I liked all the characters in it, and I liked the world building. And then I saw Moana.
Mm-hmm.
And? You can read my review in the paper. I enjoyed it, and it was a very enjoyable movie. But I think it's not a great movie. It's good. I'll give it that. It's okay. It's good. It plays a little too much off of Frozen.
Yep.
Like it does, like there's the rock trolls in Frozen, which are very fun and kind of ridiculous, and then there's the coconut trolls in this, and they're just not as good. And there's like the kooky sidekick in Frozen, Olaf, and he's really funny and an actual fleshed out character. And then there's the kooky sidekick in Moana, Heihei, who is just really bad.
Yeah.
Just not smart at all. It's a really dumb character, and I was like, that's not. Like, Disney's proven that they can do that better with, like, a character like Olaf, and it was trying way too hard to be Frozen, and it just wasn't good compared to it. And also, it wasn't as good as Zootopia, which was a really, really good animated movie that played to both. adults and kids, and this one just didn't. The music's really good. Yeah. I don't think the music's as good as Frozen, but it's because they do it too much of a... They do too much of yeah. a, like... There's not that many songs in it. And the songs are good, the ones that are in it, but, like, Frozen felt a little more full with music. Frozen,
yeah, yeah.
And I think it was a little... The music was a little... And I mean, there's no way Moana is going to be the big deal that Frozen was. Like, no, Frozen was a huge success, and a lot of it played off of the marketing.
And the music, I think.
And I think a lot of it is I had really high expectations going into Moana, and it didn't live up to those.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, so what did you see?
All right, so I saw Legend of Tarzan. I thought it was a lot of fun. I really liked the Jungle Book. It wasn't, of course, as good as the first Jungle Book. The original one.
The new Jungle Book?
Yeah.
You saw?
I had seen that. Anyway, I had seen that, and it's similar in vein to the Legend of Tarzan, originally animated by Disney and now not. I liked it. I thought Margot Robbie was good in it. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, she... what's not... I don't know. I think everybody likes her. Anyway, Pete's Dragon, also saw that.
Oh, I love Pete's Dragon.
I like it, yeah. I didn't really know what to expect going in, but yeah, I thought it was fun. I like a little kid. I think the little kid in this was better than the little kid in Jungle Book. I think he was a better actor in this one.
In what? In
like Mowgli?
Oh, yeah,
was not as good of an actor as
the
Pete.
Kid in Pete and Pete's Dragon. I love the feel and the cast of Pete's Dragon. They're all really fun. It felt like it was a really good family movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it centered around family, and I think that's something that
it was a cute little movie.
Yeah.
Kubo and the Two Strings, finally saw that.
Oh my God, what'd you think?
It was great. It was very beautiful. I thought it was more beautiful than it was a good story, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I still really liked it. I enjoyed watching it a lot. And I would watch it again.
Yeah, Kubo is my pick for best animated this year.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think I still like Zootopia the best. Out of this one, Zootopia and...
What?
What's another animated movie this year?
Moana.
Oh, I haven't seen Moana
Dory,
yet, so I don't know.
Secret Life of Pets. Sausage Party.
Yeah, Sausage Party is definitely taking animated. Nah, I don't know. I think Zootopia is number one for me, and then Kubo. I saw Popstar Never Stopping.
Oh, it's so much fun, isn't it?
It was so funny. The scene with the bees was hilarious.
Oh, my God. That movie was a total dark horse because I didn't watch it till fall break, I think, and was not, like, expecting something good.
No, it was great.
Yeah, it's, like, a significantly good movie.
Yeah, Andy Samberg, I love him. Saw Warcraft, finally. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, no, I saw Warcraft in theaters. I saw Warcraft in theaters before it came out in America.
Whoa. You were in, like, China or something?
No, Germany.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, so I liked it. Had to talk to my friend Hunter, and shout out to Hunter, because he actually plays Warcraft.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I was sitting next to a big WoW fan, and he had to explain all of the things, but he was having a great time.
Yeah.
I feel like some of that was kind of lost on me. I think it was an okay movie.
Yeah.
At best.
I think if I watched it again, it would make more sense, now that I know who the characters are.
Yeah.
I
didn't like that one guy in it. The wizard, he was bad.
The evil wizard?
Yeah. Oh, spoilers. Good job.
Well, okay, wizards are always evil.
No,
dude.
Okay, yeah, I kind of knew he was going to turn at some point in that.
Yeah. So I like that. I think it's cool because actually if you go to the page or somewhere I saw something and it's actually called... Yeah, if you go to the actual IMDb page, it's called Warcraft The Beginning, which means they're making more, and I'm excited. How do you feel about that?
I could give them a new... I said I could totally be... I think when my review was earlier, it's on our YouTube channel, I could see this having sequels.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be that upset for a couple Warcraft. The visuals in it are beautiful.
Oh, yeah. The worlds. I love the wizard. Like, there's just something about the wizard that just gets me excited. It's like this bat is so badass. It's like Gandalf.
Yeah. I mean, okay, it's not Gandalf.
It's the idea of a powerful...
Speaking of which, I need to rewatch the Lord of the Rings so badly. Yes.
Can we please do that before we leave?
I mean, we're not going to have time for it, even though this next coming week will be a little bit easier for me.
That's true.
There's no way we're going to have time to finish that.
Yeah. Last one I saw was The Hunger Games. The first one.
You've seen that before,
no,
right? Wait, you've never...
I've never seen The Hunger
Games. You've never seen Hunger Games.
And so I watched with my friend. she was coming back on the bus, and she's like, all right, what movie do you want to watch? I was like, I've never seen The Hunger Games. She said, all right, we're watching that right now.
Have you seen the sequel yet?
So, yeah. saw the Hunger Games. The next day, I watched Hunger Games Catching Fire.
It's so
2 days after that, I saw Mockingjay Part 1, and I'm halfway through Mockingjay Part 2.
Catching Fire is so good.
Fire is so good. Oh my goodness.
I can't say I was a fan of the Mockingjay movies, though. I thought they were a little less than stellar.
Yeah. I feel like it's a little like Dark Knight Rises, where the third one isn't as good. Second one's great. First one just opens the scene. But the third one is good in conjunction with the other two, and it really wraps it up. That's how I felt about Dark Knight.
I saw all of them in theaters, I saw all of them in theaters, and I've seen one and two multiple times after that.
Yeah.
I
binge watched like the three of them, and so when you do it like that, the third one is like, oh my gosh, this is great.
Third one actually, well, I mean, it's like Harry Potter for me. The reason I like the first two Hunger Games is the Hunger Games themselves.
Yeah.
And the reason I like Harry Potter and I like the first two the most is because I like Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So why I get lost in the in seven part one was because they leave Hogwarts. There's no Hogwarts. The reason I don't like Mockingjay is because there's no Hunger Games in it.
Mm-hmm.
And part two, they have the like fake Hunger Games. Yeah. I just thought that was dumb.
Yeah. I don't know if you'll be sad or happy. Thursday, I saw The Breakfast Club for the first time.
Whew.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to go. It's okay. I have
a little bit late on that.
I've missed a lot of big name movies.
Yeah.
All right. So we have some stuff to talk about today. There's this next year's coming up. We only have two
I'm
more.
So excited.
This is the second to last show.
Yeah.
And then the last show's next weekend, so.
Yeah.
It's been a good year, Josh. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
So, as everyone knows, my co-host from last year, Matt, will be returning, and so we will have our three-person team.
Yeah.
In the spring to usher in the 2017.
And he's a car, right?
Matt? No, Matt doesn't have a car. But.
Too bad.
We'll be tackling more movies. We'll have more opinions. It will be the top five segments will take four times as long.
Oh yeah,
because there'll be three of
it's
us.
Be great.
But we'll figure it out. It's gonna be a totally new show style. But talking about 2017, Josh and I threw together our most anticipated of 2017.
Yeah,
our top 10 lists. Yes, that you heard it. 10 movies.
It was hard. There were
It was significantly hard cutting down these this one because there's. Speaking of which, I'll talk about that one next week. Next week we're doing our 2016 wrap up, which sucks because we won't be able to talk about Star Wars. But still,
wait, what?
Yeah, because Star Wars doesn't come out till.
Oh, I thought you meant. Okay, never mind. Yeah.
Yeah. No. We'll talk about. We'll do an entire Star Wars-y show, come the start of the year.
Yeah.
Like I think we did with that last year. I don't know. Let's talk about the most anticipated of 2017.
Yeah.
What's your number 10?
All right. Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast is down at number 10. Yeah. Nope. That didn't make my list. Wow. Hmm.
Yeah.
That should.
Well, there's a lot of good ones.
That definitely should have made my list. Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. It just looks beautiful.
Yeah.
I love Emma Watson and everything she does, and I think she's gonna be the perfect beauty in this. Just kind of, I think she's gonna. It's just gonna play well.
Like when they announced the casting for that, like before they even announced like the casting, I was like, yeah, no, Emma Watson's going to be playing Belle.
Yeah,
it's very obvious, and so she did. And it the visuals from the trailer looks good. And so the preface this: some of our lists will be made. Some stuff will definitely change as the year starts and we start getting trailers.
Yeah.
For instance, something like. Stephen King's It remake is
that's scary, bro.
It's not gonna be on my list. Or Insidious 4 is lower down because of spoilers. Because there's no trailer for it yet. And
spoilers
like Star Wars Star Wars 8 has no trailer yet, but Guardians of the Galaxy has a trailer.
Okay, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, most of these movies on here I haven't seen a trailer for.
Yeah.
That's not true.
All right. My number 10 is Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
That didn't make my list. That was really close, though.
I think that was a weird thing to put on my list. I was debating yes or no, but when it came down to it is that Dead Men Tell No Tales ushers back to the ride, and I'm really hoping...
The ride?
The ride at Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
And I'm hoping so much that has stuff that like really ties into the ride, because I've been waiting for that since the first one.
Yeah.
The first one was the closest they've ever gotten to, like, actually talking about, like, it has something to do with the ride because there's, like, the pirates come in, they burn the place down, blah, blah, blah. But they're looking for Jack Sparrow. And I mean, the trailer didn't show enough that Dead Men Tell No Tales will have anything to do with the ride. Yep. But yep. I'm just crossing my fingers that in some sense it will. And I like the Pirates movies, except for 4. But I like the Pirates movies, and I really want them to be good.
Yeah.
All right, you're number 9.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
It's higher up on my list. Much, much higher up on my list.
Yeah. Well, so I haven't seen the trailer yet, first off, so...
That will change when you see the trailer.
All right. I've only seen that little, like, the little teaser.
Which one. I didn't like the little teaser.
I didn't think it was that exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on my list because the first one, I loved it so much. Yeah. I just don't think they can...
There's a lot of that on this list.
Yeah.
I think actually only... No, a significant amount of my list. There's a decent amount of movies on this list that are only on this list because their trailers are good.
Yeah. It was so hard to make this list.
Yeah.
It was...
And we're going to talk about everything in 2017 after this list.
Yeah. All right, what's your number 9?
Kingsman: The Golden Circle.
That is higher up on my list.
I think the reason it's low down on my list is because I haven't seen a trailer.
Yep. Yep.
So I'm sure it'll be higher up once the trailer drops. The Kingsman series is so good.
Yeah.
All right, you're 8.
Justice League.
Justice League did not make my list.
Did not make your list? Yeah. It's for me, it's a little bit like the Avengers. For me, it's a little bit about like the Avengers 2. I'm like, even if you had the Avengers and it was amazing, no matter what, I like when all the superheroes come together. And
yeah.
I just think it's going to be...
I will I will push at you, though, because I think that Ultron's trailer was one of the best trailers we've ever seen.
That's true.
The movie I think the Ultron's trailer was fantastic. I remember when the trailer first dropped, I watched it so many times.
Yeah.
I think that I think some of the best trailers I've ever seen are that Star Wars 7's like significant, like the last big trailer that dropped before the one that's like considered the trailer for it. That one.
Yeah.
And then the trailer for Godzilla is so good. For the Godzilla, the 2014 one, that trailer is fantastic.
I don't remember that one.
I'll show it to you sometime, but it's really good.
Yeah. I think if there had been like an amazing trailer, it would have gone up higher on my list. But I'm also a huge fan of The Flash, and this is the first time we're actually going to see Flash in a movie. And so for me, that's kind of like, yo. Because Flash is one of my favorite superheroes. So I don't know. I'm excited for it.
All right.
But fingers crossed, it'll be really good.
I guarantee my number 8 is not on your list.
Let me guess. It's going to be Insidious 4.
Nope. It is Split. Split is the new M. Night Shyamalan horror movie that comes out in January.
Split.
I can tell you that while this is probably the most anticipated of all the movies on there, like, I would say, like, well, okay, that's copping out because this is the most anticipated 2017. But this is, like, the one I'm looking forward to the most right now solely because
oh, my gosh.
It looks really, really good, and I've heard great things about it. It just it's coming out sooner than everything else on this list.
Damn.
Like, it's coming out really, really soon. All right, what's your 7?
My number 7 is the Lego Batman movie.
That looks awesome. Did not make my list, but looks awesome.
I'm just excited for it. Lego movie, loved it. Batman, I love every single one of them. If you haven't seen all 8 live-action Batman movies, you should go see them.
I mean, some are definitely better than others.
Some are definitely better than others, like
Batman and Robin.
yeah, but I don't know. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. It looks like they're gonna have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be just a blast to watch. So.
And I was definitely worried about it when they first announced it because they're not bringing back the people from they're not bringing back the same. It's not Lord and Miller again, which I think who did the Lego movie, and they're just producers, different director. But the first trailer, it showed me it's like they've got some stuff going for it, and I think it's gonna be good.
Yep.
It looks like it's got heart and soul, which is what animated movies need.
Yeah.
All right.
What is your number 7?
So I'm guessing this is going to be higher up in your list, but is Logan.
Yeah, it's a little higher.
Logan is awesome looking. It is so intense and like just exciting.
Yep.
And that trailer, oh my God, it looks heartbreaking how good it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm definitely looking forward to Logan.
Yep. True. All right. My number six is, this might be higher up on your list, I don't know, Star Wars Episode 8.
Way higher up on my list. That's your six?
That's my six. Okay, so all right, we'll talk about it when we get there. What's your number six?
My six is one that won't be on your list, Insidious 4.
No. It looks dumb. It looks... Why didn't anybody watch that? That's too scary.
I'm a huge fan of the Insidious movies, specifically 1 and 3. I didn't like 2 that much. I thought it was too muddled in its own storytelling, but 1 is incredible how good... how like well done it is and how different it is. Yeah. And 3 takes it and puts in a very claustrophobic atmosphere, and I love that. And it's like, oh, this is like, it's an apartment building. So I'm, and 3 kind of brought it into this kind of anthological style. And so I'm really excited where they're going to take 4, because it could really be anywhere.
Yep.
You should see the first one at least. It's, I know you're not a big scary guy, but if you, I think you would like the first one just because of it's just different.
How similar is it to like Don't Breathe? Is it like, because I don't like creepy, like spirit scary.
It's spirit scary, but it's weird. It's not like a devil-y movie. It's not like, it's no, like, it's just a weird, maybe. It's a very different story time telling, and it just, it's really well done. Yeah. I think the first Insidious is one of the best horror movies around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we're getting to the 5 now. What's your number 5?
All right. I don't know. I don't even know if this is on your list. It might be like high or not. Thor Ragnarok.
Not on my list.
Ah.
I'm definitely looking for, it would have been 11. It would have definitely been number 11 for me.
No trailers yet.
Yeah.
No, well, trailers
sort,
yet.
There's
so.
Sort of like a trailer. It's like Thor in the Office or whatever.
I haven't even seen that.
Oh, it was dropped around Civil War. It's like what Thor was doing during Civil War. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Oh.
I will agree with you. This looks really good. I love the director behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Taika Waititi. He did What We Do in the Shadows, which is one of the best.
Oh, the vampire one?
That's one of the best movies I've seen in recent memory.
I'm adding that to my list to watch.
I think that's so good. I saw it in theaters.
Was that 2015? 2014? I think it was 2014.
Let me look it up. It was when I discovered the Embarcadero Cinema, which is like... it was a big one because 2014?
Yeah, 2014.
And that's... I totally thought I saw... Oh, no. It was released in... It was its initial release was 2014. It came to America in 2015.
Okay.
So, but like, was my like one of my favorite movies of last year. It was so good.
Yep.
And when I discovered one of my favorite movie theaters in San Francisco was then. Yeah. So it was.
But anyway, yeah. So Thor Ragnarok. I'm super excited.
It's gonna be really funny.
It's gonna be funny. It's gonna be. We're gonna see the Hulk. I don't actually know if those pictures of him in the helmet are real or not, but. Like, I have no idea what's going to happen with him. And also, what I'm most excited for is more about the Infinity Stones, because I just want...
Well, we have like a decent chunk of Infinity of movies before, and there's only one missing Infinity Stone.
Oh, no, I don't think it's going to be... They're going to include a new Infinity Stone.
Okay.
I think they're going to talk about the other ones, and it's going to... Because that's what Thor does. He goes off to check them out, and so... I don't know. I think there's going to be something about it in this, and it's going to be hype. Almost as hype as that one scene in Doctor Strange. What is your number 5?
My number 5 is... This is where it got hard for me, because my number 5 and 4 battled it out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Kong Skull Island.
Is not on my list.
I am so much looking for this movie. Yeah. The trailers for it are fantastic. Every time I watch this trailer, it just... I love the 2014 Godzilla movie, which is not a thing that's not something that's shared by a lot of people.
I don't love it. I definitely enjoyed watching it. I'd watch it again.
Yeah. And so like I loved that one. And so I'm probably going to see this opening night.
Yeah.
I remember I saw it when Godzilla came out. I saw it 3 times in theaters within the first weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it twice on opening night. I saw it a third time on the Saturday after opening, the Saturday morning. So within 24 hours, I'd seen the movie 3 times on opening night. And so probably won't happen with Kong Skull Island just because of the accessibility of our theater.
Yeah.
If I was in San Francisco, if it's that good. And I mean, this looks better than the Godzilla one because it's it's got a little more acting chops.
Yeah, it's definitely my number 11. Easily.
I mean, it's got the Brie Larson and... Mm-hmm. Tom Hiddleston and
John Goodman,
yeah. Samuel L. Jackson, and now John C. Reilly.
Really? Oh yeah,
because he's in the trailer.
Yeah,
it's really weird. Like his character is so strange, and then it's got two of the guys from Straight Outta Compton, which is awesome because I loved their characters in that, and they're gonna bring it to this one. But yeah, this looks awesome.
Yeah,
and I'm very much looking forward to it. What's your four?
All right, my number four is Logan.
Logan.
So I'm excited for this. I love Wolverine. I love all the X-Men movies. Obviously, there are some that aren't as, you know, good as the other ones. But
looking at you, Wolverine movies.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think if you think of X-Men, you think of Hugh Jackman and you think of the Wolverine.
Yeah.
And this is going to be kind of the last hurrah.
And it really looks like it too.
Yeah. And like, so there's kind of nothing that I expect from it. I mean, obviously it's going to be great, but I don't expect any story or anything. I don't expect any fighting or bad guys or everybody else coming in. It's just going to be so different than the other Wolverine movies, and I think that's what's going to make it amazing. Also, it's rated R. So
yeah, it just looks really, really somber, which I'm excited to see. It looks like a very different style of superhero movie.
Yep.
And I'm always game for a new style. So I love Deadpool is such an interesting pick for this year. And we'll talk about it a ton next week because it's definitely in my top 10.
Yeah.
But a lot of with Deadpool, it was a movie that I loved at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped liking it that much.
Yeah.
And now I'm back to loving it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I've had such a weird
relationship
with that movie.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Your number four is
Wonder Woman. Did that make your list?
No.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was definitely like there were like five. Kong was 11, but there were like five that I really liked, but I couldn't really.
Wonder Woman would not be on my list in the first place if it wasn't for how incredible the trailers have been.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like it's hard to say that too because the trailers for Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad were fantastic,
mm-hmm.
and both of those movies stank.
Yeah.
And this one, but this one looks like...
This one looks really good, yeah.
I have hopes for this because it looks really, really good.
Yeah.
And those trailers are incredible.
Yeah, also, Chris Pine's in it, right?
Yeah.
I love Chris Pine.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
And just like, I think Wonder Woman was one of the best parts about Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
And so, and her standalone looks awesome. I'm very much excited for it. And you know what? Batman v Superman gets a little too much hate.
I like it.
I like it more than Suicide Squad.
Like, I want to see Okay, I don't know if I can say that because that one scene with Deadshot.
But I think people overhype that. I think there is the same thing in Batman v Superman. I think the Batman scene from Batman v Superman.
The Batman scene was pretty.
That scene's so good.
Yeah. I don't know if. Yeah.
Batman v Superman's a little long. That's kind of the problem. But like, I think
Batman v Superman is more easily watchable.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad kind of is like kind of all over the place.
Yeah, and I'm like, I can forgive Batman v Superman for its crazy editing sometimes. Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of how it ends, the whole Martha thing, and I don't like.
Stupid.
I think it was a waste of Doomsday, who is one of it might be my favorite villain in DC.
Yeah.
But so that's just like a weird. That's a weird relationship, but I think we'll talk about some more next.
All right.
Top three. Who's number three?
All right. Number three for me is Kingsman: The Golden Circle.
Oh, wow. That's way high up on your list.
Okay. Kingsman, the first one, is one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's really, really good.
Yeah. And I have the poster in my room. You've seen the poster. It's such a good movie, and I have such incredibly high expectations for this movie that it couldn't be lower than my top three. I am so excited for this movie. I know nothing about it.
Me neither.
Yet I know. Yeah, I look to it. I mean,
yeah. No,
I don't know if there's anything else to be said. It's the first one is so good that it's already the second one is already kind of up there.
Yep.
So,
what
about you?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Ah,
Guardians of the Galaxy is like the only modern or so movie that's in my top 10 best movies of all time, which is a very big title that it holds.
Yeah.
I love the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie, like above every other Marvel movie, above every DC movie, above most movies that come out. It's like my Kingsman.
Mm-hmm.
And the sequel, while I was really worried about it when I saw the first teaser trailer, this trailer blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited to show it to you.
Yeah.
All right. And so three just is going to be
should
great.
Do that now or not?
No. We'll do it right after this. Well, no, we're not going to do it right after this. We'll do it a little bit later. All right. Your number.
My number two is Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
Really? Yeah. That looks so bad.
No. Okay. I'm super excited. I'm a big sci-fi movie guy, but even more than sci-fi, I'm fantasy. And so when you combine the two of them, I kind of can't. I like both of the lead actors a ton. I love the visuals. It reminds me a little bit of Avatar. I haven't seen enough of it to say that, oh yeah, it's like Pandora, but it's just, it looks so beautiful, and I'm really, really, really hoping it's good. I can see where it can go bad. Where it can go wrong.
I hate to slam on your second favorite movie of motion movie, but it looks like a bad mix of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and Jupiter Ascending.
Okay, well, I haven't seen either of those, so...
I love Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The people who read the book, they really don't like the movie. Yeah. I thought the movie was fun and funny. This looks like an unfunny version of Hitchhikers mixed with Jupiter Ascending, which was one of the biggest piles of poop from last year.
This one with
Eddie Redmayne.
No.
And Channing Tatum.
Yeah, Channing Tatum.
With the elf ears.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's beautiful. I have high expectations for it. My expectations are probably way too high. But you know what? I'm going to go see it anyway. I'm going to go see it in theaters, and I'm going to love it. So, you know, it's number two for me. What's your number two?
This is where I'm upset at how low this was on your list. Star Wars Episode 8.
Star Wars Episode 8. Okay. All right.
Like, it's a Star Wars movie.
It's a Star Wars movie, yes. I think the ones I have above it, I'm more excited for. I think, the thing about Star Wars is, right now we know nothing about it. The only thing we know is it continues from Episode 7, which means it's going to be awesome. But we don't really know the story or anything behind it.
That's fine. I don't want to know the story.
I need a trailer first. Like, the other ones, it's like, okay, Kingsman, I don't need a trailer for.
Well, my number one doesn't have a trailer either.
Yeah, I know. but I don't know. Star Wars Episode, I think once it drops the trailer, it'll go up. But for now, I'm just kind of like, well, I don't know anything about this, but I know something about the others.
All right. Well, what's your number one?
All right, you're going to say it together. What's yours? Spider-Man Homecoming?
Nope.
No? Dude!
Oh, my God. Spider-Man Homecoming did not make my list.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I know yours number one wasn't the same as mine, because mine is...
Yours is a scary movie.
Of course it's going to be a scary movie.
It's Alien Covenant, right?
It is Alien Covenant.
Yes, I knew it.
All right, you touch Spider-Man Homecoming.
So, Spider-Man Homecoming. All right. Spider-Man is amazing. The Amazing Spider-Man, those are pretty good. I liked them.
You are so a big Spider-Man guy.
Yeah. The Amazing Spider-Man, though.
I like the Amazing Spider-Man, too, a lot.
Tobey Maguire Spider-Man are the epitome.
They will be for now. Okay. I agree with you. I think Spider-Man Homecoming is going to be great.
The Spider-Man, minus Aunt May. Besides the fact
that... I thought she was fine. I think she's just really young.
She's too young. Yeah, anyway.
Peter Parker's super young in this, too.
Yeah, but he's funny. This is one of the funniest Spider-Mans ever. We saw that in Civil War. We're going to be getting more Spider-Man, absolutely. And I think that Marvel's going to nail this one, and that's why I'm really excited.
Marvel's
not
making it. Sony is.
Oh, well. What else did Sony make that was good?
Basic Spider-Man 1 and 2.
Oh, no! Okay.
No, but Marvel's working with them.
And I think that, I don't know, Spider-Man is just my kind of guy. And if they make this movie the same as all the scenes in Civil War, like that same Spider-Man, capture that spirit, put it in this movie, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
Yeah. Also, as soon as trailers start coming out, everybody's going to start getting hyped.
So. Yeah, well, I can say the same about... My number one, which we just said, is Alien Covenant.
Alien Covenant.
The only film franchise that I like more than Star Wars is the Alien film franchise. Aliens is my number one favorite movie of all time.
Damn.
And I love Alien. I love Aliens. I don't like Alien 3. I mean, I
haven't even seen Alien 3.
I don't care for Alien 3.
Alien and Aliens.
I don't care for Alien 3. I don't really care for Resurrection. I love the campy ridiculousness of the Alien versus Predator movies.
And have you seen the Predator movies?
Oh, I've seen all of them. I've seen all of the Predator movies.
What about Prometheus?
And that's what I was about to say. And I love Prometheus. Mm-hmm. I have all of them. I have all of the movies, Predators and Alien movies. I have 1 through 4 on... I have Aliens 1 through 4 on Blu-ray.
What's
I have
the fourth Alien movie?
Resurrection. There's Alien 1, Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. And then I have all four of those on Blu-ray. I have Predators, the third Predator movie on Blu-ray, and then I have Predator 1, 2 on digital, and I have Alien AVP and AVP 2 on digital, and I have Prometheus on digital.
Mm-hmm.
Alien Covenant looks awesome, and all that they have, like, about the promo, all that we have is a poster, and it's just the alien head, and all it is it says run, and they moved the date up to May, which is awesome.
Oh, the run looks
we're
awesome.
Gonna be seeing Alien Covenant together.
Yeah,
it's gonna be the movie, definitely. Last movie we see before we leave for summer break.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
wow. All yeah right.
Think about that. About that, we're gonna be seeing that next semester.
That's crazy.
How, like, we're getting another Alien movie.
What is the last one?
Even though I think it's more supposed to be a Prometheus sequel, but, like, the art for it, like, the poster just has a xenomorph on it.
Yeah.
And, oh my god, I am so excited for this. I'm incredibly excited for Alien Covenant. And I cannot wait for it, because it drops in May. That means the trailer's coming very, very soon.
Yeah. Ooh, that's true.
All right, so...
All right. Well, that is that's our top 10 for 2015.
Now we're going to talk
so much.
Now we're going to talk the entirety scope. This is going to be a long episode, dude.
Yeah.
I think we're over half an hour in already, and we've got a lot to do. So let's talk 2017.
What are you using for your list?
I made a release schedule list.
Oh, I'm just using 2017 in film from Wikipedia. If you guys don't know that, check out Wikipedia.
Don't check out Wikipedia. Wikipedia is always wrong.
No.
I bet you Wikipedia still says Alien Covenant's coming out in August.
Alien Covenant is in May 19th.
Okay. So it does. Oh, we're not going to see it together. We graduate. We get out of school the week before it.
Maybe I'll need to come to Cali. Yo! Let's go!
Yeah, come on. Actually, I think I'll be in LA.
Oh, wait. No. My number one's actually the Emoji Movie.
Screw you. I get one movie a year that comes out around my birthday. It's supposed to be Alien this year. It was Alien Covenant. It was supposed to come out the day after my birthday, and this time I'm getting the Emoji Movie instead. I'm so mad.
That's
why?
So funny.
Why are they giving me the
That's
Emoji
hilarious.
Movie?
That's hilarious. Wait, when's your birthday?
August 3rd. I've had Up on it. I've had Ant-Man on it. I've had Guardians came out. I saw Guardians on my birthday, like a couple days before it. And, like, it was a big deal.
No, it's all good. You got Blazing Samurai.
Oh, my God.
You're set, dude.
That's crazy. Bro. That definitely was on Airbook, dude.
Bro, that's crazy.
So you're going to get the Emoji Movie, too? Hey!
Yo, actually, all
right, no, January. All right, let's get into this 2017.
Yeah, Emoji Movie is probably number one date movie of 2017.
All right, so January 6th, we have Hidden Figures and Underworld Blood Wars. I don't know what Hidden Figures.
74th Globe Awards, January 8th. We've got the Annies, the 4th.
What are you talking about?
Okay, the Academy Awards are February 26th. That's all you really need to look for. Let's be real.
So wait. We're starting from the beginning. Hidden Figures is coming out. It's about that. Actually, looks good. It's about the that's coming out on the 6th of January, and that's about the NASA, the African American NASA women.
Oh, that looks great. Yeah,
who got swept under the rug during the
Wait
Apollo missions.
Minute. It says December 25th for us.
Because yours is wrong.
No, I mean on like Google.
Oh, that's probably because it's
probably pushed it back a couple weeks.
No, it's because it's indie, so it's probably wide releasing on the 6th.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Also on that is Underworld Blood Wars. That looks boring.
I haven't seen any of the Underworld movies, so I don't know. I kind of want to binge watch them just to say.
I hear they're really good at binge watching, but the Underworld movies aren't made for us. They're made for, I think they're like more big and foreign audiences.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
January 13th.
Amityville. What is that?
Amityville: The Awakening. That's not actually coming out.
That's not actually coming in.
No, there's
Since
no.
It's released on January 26th.
They
January
said
6th.
They said that it was going to come out. They've said that it was going to come out multiple times.
And is the 17th installment in the Amityville saga? Oh my god.
Yeah, but there's no way. It was supposed to come out in 2014.
That is something else, man. Wait, there was Amityville Terror August 2nd and Amityville No Escape on August 5th this year.
Yeah,
there are two movies released.
Those didn't actually happen. One of them is like one of them's a joke.
What?
But like this one's supposed to have come out so many times. The trailer dropped in 2014. Exactly. That's kind of how I feel about this. That's why this, Rings, and Before I Wake are never actually coming out.
Yeah.
But we'll continue tracking them for you guys. January 13th, Patriots Day.
Patriots Day. Nice.
We saw the trailer for that. That's the Boston bombing one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not super excited for that. I mean,
why? Oh, because it's going to be make you sad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Also coming out, Live by Night. That's Ben Affleck's
name. Why is Google so off?
That's Ben Affleck's
name. It says Patriots Day is released on the 21st.
That's...
What is up with Google?
We'll stick to my list. To this. All right. Stick to my
fair
list.
Enough. You just look at the movies. It? Yeah.
My dad just texted me. The Emoji Movie? Seriously? Yes, Dad. Yeah. Seriously. I don't get it.
It's going to be lit.
It's like Fruit Ninja. I have no idea.
Like four fire emojis.
No, it won't. It's going to be so bad.
I don't even know what to expect. It's going to be hilarious.
All right. More January 13th, Live by Night. That's the new new Ben Affleck directed picture, which looks awesome.
Yep.
Also coming out the 13th is Monster Trucks. That looks awful.
That looks just... Oh, it's literally a truck with monsters in it.
It's a truck. It's an alien that comes and gets in, becomes part of the... It looks so bad.
After an accident at a nearby oil drilling site displaces a strange and subterranean creature with a taste and a talent for speed, Chip may just have found the key to getting him out of town and a most unlikely friend.
Doesn't that look just awful?
Dude, that looks amazing.
I think I saw that trailer during Nine Lives.
I'm definitely going to watch that one night at 4 a.m. or something when I'm just completely tired, and it's going to be hilarious.
All right, The Bye Bye Man. This just looks like
a... scary.
It looks bad.
Oh, I don't even know.
It looks really bad.
Don't think it, don't say it, don't think it, don't say it. Okay.
It just looks really bad.
Yeah.
And then Sleepless, which I'm not sure. I haven't heard of Sleepless yet, so I will...
French remake of the French thriller Sleepless... A remake of the French thriller Sleepless Night. The film is scheduled. Yeah.
Oh, I got an undercover Las Vegas police officer must race against time to save his kidnapped son from a crew of murderous gangsters.
Sleepless Night. Sleepless Night is a 2011 film called Nuit Blanche. If I said that right, sorry to foreign audiences. I
believe this is Sleepless... Oh, okay, no, Sleepless Night is what's coming out. That's really weird.
Wait, no, it's... What? Okay, Sleepless Night was released in 2011, and it's Nuit Blanche.
A remake of Sleepless Night. The January 13th one is a remake of Sleepless Night.
Yes, yes.
Okay, but Sleepless,
is
the Jamie Foxx one... No, Sleepless, the Jamie Foxx movie, is coming out...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
coming
out much later. That's coming out in February. This is really confusing. All right.
We're just gonna
skip past it. January 20th.
Wait, what about The Comedian?
I have no idea.
Comedian release date.
It's probably not wide release.
Aging comic icon has seen better days. Reinvent himself.
We're sticking to my list.
Okay, fine.
Just because this is wide release films.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't include all of the non-wide releases.
Are we going to 20th now?
Yep. XXX3, The Return of Xander Cage. That actually, the trailer for that was cool.
Fun. I thought skiing down a mountain. It's so badass.
I don't think it's going to be a good movie in the slightest, but it'll be fun.
But I love Vin Diesel. I loved him in Riddick. People hated Riddick. I loved Riddick.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What was that one? Witch Hunter from last year. That was...
I didn't see that.
I heard that's good. Like, not good, but like enjoyable.
Yeah.
All right. Then my big super anticipated movie next year, Split. Looks so good. Oh my God. This is like the hype horror movie of next year. It's been one every year. It was The Witch last year. The year before that, it was It Follows. This time it's Split.
Don't Breathe.
Yeah, Don't Breathe was... We saw posters for Don't Breathe, but we didn't get the trailer till May. Yeah. So then the third one on this list is The Founder, which is... it's the one about Ray Kroc, the founder of...
McDonald's?
The founder of McDonald's.
Huh.
And it's played by our guy from Birdman and Spotlight.
Yo, don't even look anything up on Google. It's so wrong.
It's wow, I'm doing terribly right now.
What?
Batman.
What?
The guy who plays Ray Kroc. I'm drawing a blank on who played Batman in 1989.
Ben F. Oh, Adam.
No, not Adam.
George Clooney.
No, that's Batman and Robin.
Yo, the movie's lit, though.
No, it wasn't. The original, not the original, but like the 1989 Batman movie. He's like an incredibly well...
Oh, yeah, George Reeves. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not George Reeves. Oh,
I don't know.
Christopher Reeves was Superman. Wow, I'm bad at this. He's Beetlejuice. I'm doing terribly.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
There we go. Okay. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Wow, that was a slew of badness.
That was sad, because I love Batman. I've seen all of them.
Wow, that was pathetic.
Yeah.
Have you seen
The Killing Joke?
I have not. I heard it was bad.
I don't know. I'm halfway through it, and I'm not sure how I feel.
You're halfway through it? It's a struggling relationship. All right, yeah, so Michael Keaton plays Ray Kroc in The Founder. January 27th, we have Renegades. I'm going to have to look this one up, because I don't know what it is. Yeah, this is my bad. I was just thinking of the Kanye West song. That's Runaways. And I just got Renegades Basketball and Ex-Ambassadors.
Star Trek Renegades?
So I don't know what this movie is. It probably isn't a thing.
Oh, it's a fan film based on the Star Trek Enterprise, released on YouTube on August 24th, 2015.
That was definitely not it. All right, let's skip that one. I'm going to take it off this list. Resident Evil, The Final Chapter.
I haven't seen any of the Resident Evil ones.
The trailer for this was awful. Like, it was just so badly...
The final chapter? Is it really the final chapter, though?
There's no way it's the final chapter.
Yeah, let's be real.
Next one is a movie that was supposed to come out this year and did not. It is Bastards.
Can't say that word.
We toughen leak. It's a movie title, so we can use it.
Yeah.
This is Ed Helms, Owen Wilson.
Oh, I love Owen Wilson.
And J.K. Simmons. Yeah. I don't understand this movie, but it looks kind of funny. But it's coming out in January, so it's probably going to suck.
Two brothers learn their father did not die when they were young, as they had previously believed.
This is January is typically where movies go to die.
The poster's literally Bastards. Are you our daddy? Moving on from that.
Another movie, the one that me and my dad are super psyched for, is T2 Trainspotting. Making me really sad that I'm not going to be there to see it with him. It's the sequel to Trainspotting.
I haven't heard any of those.
You haven't seen Trainspotting?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
What is it?
It's a kind of dark comedy from Scotland about heroin use. It's got Ewan McGregor in it. It's really good.
Cool.
And so, yeah, the sequel of that, and that's it's same cast, same director, so it should be good. I don't know why it's in January. I'm crossing my fingers it's not in January for a reason.
Yeah.
Then we go into February.
Wait, we also have A Dog's Purpose on the
27th. Oh, God, that movie looks awful.
That's the one where the dog keeps switching bodies.
That looks like...
Thing? It's Josh Gad.
It literally looks like Nine Lives again. It looks like Nine Lives again.
Lives, so yeah.
We're going to watch Nine Lives.
Let's keep going.
We're going to watch Nine Lives. February 3rd, we have Rings.
Boo.
Oh, no. I was looking forward to this.
Is it really going to be released then? Let's, you know.
Yeah, let's be honest. There's no way it's actually.
Let's be real for a second.
It had an original release date for April 1st, 2016. I was like, that's got to be a joke.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's actually going to be released then. And
yeah.
It wasn't. Collide.
I don't know it, but...
Neither do I.
Cool. Nicholas Holt. Oh, Felicity Jones. Oh, Ben Kingsley.
I got a Vivo music video.
Anthony Hopkins. It's an American-German action film. I'm excited. Don't know anything about it, but...
Oh.
Yeah.
I like Cologne. I was there this weekend. Not this weekend.
That's cool. Cool. Well,
I was there this summer.
It says, how far would you go for the one you love on the poster? Okay. It's like a...
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, action love movie. I like
we'll
it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Then same kind of different as me.
Don't know it, but...
It was a book, and it's turning into a drama film with Michael, directed by Michael Carney, with Ron Hall. Oh, he's the screenplay. Never mind.
Critical versus... Actually, we're not gonna...
Got Renee Zellweger, Greg Kinnear.
All right, here we go. All right, do we want a critical response or not?
What's the critical response from it?
All right. The film's trailer was described by The Guardian journalist Stuart Heritage as the worst, most offensive thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Well.
That is sad. Oh, wow.
Get hype.
Yeah. That's not a good thing to hear.
Yeah. Well, you know.
The worst, most offensive thing I've ever seen. That is
a little sad, yeah.
That is awful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? Let's react to that trailer after this.
Yeah,
we're gonna react to this trailer after this. Not right now.
Space Between Us is also coming out.
I like that movie. Yeah. I thought that was supposed to come out way earlier.
No, I don't know.
I thought Space Between Us was supposed to come out in December.
Well, February 3rd is what it says.
Good lord, good job.
Oh, let's go. All right, chapter 10. I mean, wait. What? February 10th.
What? No, it says February. We're going to
February. No, February 10th. We're going to February 10th.
All right, we're going to. Right. Wait. I got. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. We know.
First off,
Lego.
50 Shades Darker.
Oh my God! I cannot tell you how not for.
Dick movie number two of the year. We're after not. Bungie movie.
You know what? We should go see that and just trash it in a review. Isn't I would that do that if it wasn't for the fact that two other good movies are coming out that week.
Well, I haven't seen the first one, so we'd have to watch that first.
You're not getting me to watch the first one at all.
Dude, just watch it with me.
That's no, I refuse to watch any kind of 50 Shades of Grey movie. Also, especially because that same week, Lego Batman movie is coming out.
Oh yeah, no, I'm good.
And John Wick.
We did a triple feature.
No.
Yeah.
Double feature.
Not triple.
No, we're not watching 50 Shades. I'm not paying money to see that.
Oh, we don't have to.
John Wick Chapter 2. We do not movie hop. John Wick Chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
You need to see the first one.
I haven't seen the first one yet.
You need to see the first one. This first one's really, really good. And the second one looks awesome. Yeah. February 17th, we have The Great Wall.
The Great Wall. I'm excited for that.
I'm not. I think it looks bad.
It's going to be dumb, but it's going to be fun, I think. It's going to be fun because it's going to be so dumb. Like, monsters?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
All right, we're getting another movie called Patient Zero. It's a horror movie. It's directed by Stefan Ruzowitzki. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Patient Zero.
Patient Zero. Virus goes out, turns humans like.
I mean, that's kind of obvious. All right, next one.
Movie. Yeah.
Next one is A Cure for Wellness, which looks awesome. That looks so cool. We got the trailer for it.
Psychological horror thriller. Huh.
We got that trailer during Fantastic Beasts. I can't remember. It looked awesome. It's so weird looking. It's Gore Verbinski's directing it, and I should know who that is, I feel like.
Huh.
Yeah, because he did all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
That looks cool.
He directed all three of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, because, you know, the fourth one doesn't actually exist. Yeah. And it has Dane DeHaan and Jason Isaacs in it. Cool. Both guys I like.
Yeah.
And then the last one on the 17th is Fist Fight, which I haven't heard of.
This one looks funny. It's got Ice Cube and Charlie Day.
Oh, okay. It sounds awesome. All right. February 24th, Get Out. That looks interesting.
Get Out.
It's that one horror movie and...
There are so many horror movies. What?
It looks really weird.
Wait, it's directed by Peele? Written and directed by Jordan Peele from Key and Peele. What?
Yeah, no, it's his horror debut.
Horror movie, but it's a satirical premise. Huh.
Yeah, it's weird. It looks really weird. But yeah, no. So that'll be interesting. God Particle. Don't know what that is. I'm gonna look it
it's
up right now.
Released in IMAX though. Scientific.
Oh, is it one of those
science
like,
fiction horror film?
Oh.
Team of astronauts aboard a space station find themselves alone after a scientific experiment causes Earth to disappear.
What?
When a space shuttle appears, the space station crew must fight for survival following their horrible discovery.
All right. I'm very much looking forward to that.
What? That looks awesome.
Yeah, that does look really cool.
It is the third installment in the Cloverfield anthology film series.
What? No way! Oh my god.
J.J. Abrams. Oh my god.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
No way. Here, one sec.
This is amazing, dude. Oh my god. I think this goes in my top 10.
I didn't know they're making. Wait, they released Cloverfield 2 last year.
What?
That's so crazy.
That's amazing.
That is like, wow. Okay.
Yeah. J.J. Abrams.
That is awesome. Oh, I'm so happy now. That made my night, my day.
That's
night
crazy.
And day. All right. So that's on my list, most anticipated list now.
Oh my gosh. That's, yeah.
Yeah. That's
wow.
Really cool. All right. And then that.
Oh my gosh.
Rock Dog.
Yeah.
Oh, you think we're going to get another situation where they like flip, they change the name the last second?
Maybe.
Rock Dog. This looks awful.
Rock Dog. Don't even know what that is.
It's also, it looks bad.
This is classic Cloverfield. They just don't say anything about it. Like, there it is.
Hey.
Wow. Rock Dog. Oh, that looks amazing.
No, it doesn't.
Oh my God. That's number 3 date movie of the year.
All right. March 3rd. Here we go. Oh, we know you're looking forward to it. Table 19. The Anna Kendrick can't get a girl, get a date to a wedding movie.
bruh, this looks so dumb.
The trailer came out. I thought it was supposed to come out over the summer. This is a movie that I always beat my friend Miki in during the during our trailer game, because she never knows what the movie Table 19 is, and so rip her, because I always remember it, because I remember how the trailer goes, and it looked really bad.
It's such really weird.
It's also the thought that Anna Kendrick couldn't get a date to a wedding. I mean, Anna Kendrick could get a date with her eyes closed. It's not hard at all. She can take me to her next wedding.
Yeah.
Then The Shack, which I saw some stuff about it.
The Shack. Oh, that's the biography of Shaquille O'Neal, right?
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's spelled like how we spell my dog. It's a Christian book, but it's also kind of anti-Christian.
What date are we on?
We're on March 3rd.
Wait, we forgot February 24th. Tulip Fever.
No, it's not on my list. We're sticking to my list.
It's got Alicia Vikander, though.
No, we're sticking to my list.
It's got Zach Galifianakis.
Nope, sticking to my list.
Oh my God. All right, fine.
All right.
Yo, God Particle, though.
All right, look, we got it. Okay.
Okay.
March 3rd, The Shack. It's this Christian movie. I don't know what it's about. I'm not interested. If this is anything like God's Not Dead 2, we're definitely not going to be seeing it. Another movie in March 3rd.
It's some
Before I Fall.
Ish.
Which, don't know what Before I Fall is.
Logan!
Not. Dang it, you spoiled it. I was going to say Logan at the very end. All right, so Before I Fall aside, Logan is coming out on March 3rd.
I'm so excited.
That movie, I'm genuinely incredibly excited.
We're going to see that in theaters.
Yeah, of course we are.
Like opening night.
Of course we are.
Okay, good. Bring it
to. Don't have to check me on that one. And then March 10th, the movie I've been waiting for.
We're going
to
be here for hours. Oh my goodness.
Okay. Kong Skull Island.
Yep.
That's great. All right, we're going to have to start going through these fast. March 17th, Beauty and the Beast. Looks awesome.
Ooh, yeah.
And then also on March 17th is a movie that came out this year, but it's coming out a wide release next year. It's called Free Fire. It looks awesome. It's literally just a weapons deal gone wrong, and then it's a big shootout. It looks so cool. Very, very interesting. Very cool premise. Very cool looking film.
Yeah.
It has Brie Larson in it and a bunch of people. March 24th.
Also March 17th, Belko Experiment, which is a horror movie where the 80 people are locked in the building and they have to do some bad stuff.
So 24th. We're just going to go through these. We have King Arthur, Legends of the Sword.
Saw the trailer for that. I liked it. It looks a little funny.
Looks interesting.
We
have Power Rangers.
Woo!
That does not look good.
It looks great.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No,
I'm excited for it.
All right. And
you're going to watch it.
I'm going to see it. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to see it in theaters. Yeah. It makes me sad, too, because I'm guessing Arthur will be better. But then we have Their Finest Hour, which is something I don't know.
Their Finest Hour? Is that like The Finest Hour? But
no, it's not a sequel. It's a British film crew attempts to boost morale during World War II. It's called Their Finest.
Cute.
And we have Keep Watching, which I'm to look that one up too.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, we got can't ignore The Boss Baby.
That comes out that day? No, that's the next week.
31st.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Oh.
Keep Watching is a horror film. Family becomes imprisoned in their own home by intruders who force them to play a life and death game in which the mysterious rules become clear as the night unfolds. That looks cool. Sounds good.
Interesting.
And Bella Thorne's in it.
Yeah.
That just sounds like an Amityville Awakening.
Yeah.
All right. March 31st, we have The Boss Baby.
Ooh.
Looks bad.
It looks real bad.
Zookeeper's Wife. That also looks bad. And then Ghost in the Shell, which looks really.
Looks great.
It's interesting.
It looks interesting. It looks weird, and it looks like it's gonna be fun.
It's interesting. April 7th, The Case for Christ does not look interesting at all. Wonder. I don't know what that movie is, and we'll have to look it up.
Young boy born with a facial deformity who has been in and out of hospitals for years. Help of his mother. He tries to fit in at a new school and show everyone he's a normal kid. He strives to teach others that beauty is not just on the outside.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cute.
Then Smurfs: The Lost Village looks really bad. Who knew we were getting another Smurfs movie?
The fourth one?
It is the third one, but it's weird because the first two had live action people in it, and this one doesn't has animated people in it. So
that's
I guess
weird.
It's its own movie, own series now.
Multiverses.
I don't
man.
Know.
They're getting All weird.
Right. Also coming out is Slight, which is a young street magician is left to take care of his little sister after his mother's passing and turns to drug dealing in the Los Angeles party scene.
Yep.
That looks actually kind of cool. Yep. I haven't seen the trailer yet, but me too. Going in Style.
Going in Style. Heist comedy film. It's got Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, Alan Arkin.
Michael Caine. My friends get that joke back home.
It's going to be good.
All right. Then we have Fast and on April 14th, Fast 8.
Fast 8.
Continuing the style of that after Fast and Furious 5, after Fast and the Furious, they decide to split it off into two franchises, the Fast franchise and the Furious franchise. So there's Fast 5, Fast and Furious 6, Furious 7, and now Fast 8. Yeah. So I guess there wasn't anything, they weren't going that fast in 7, and they're not as furious in 8 now.
Yeah, it's got to be what it is, yeah.
Spark?
Spark is a teenage monkey wants to take back Planet Bana from the evil General Zhang.
What the heck?
His quest leads him all over the universe and to discover the secret of his true identity. Yo, this movie looks lit. Look at that poster.
That looks so weird. Oh my god.
It's got these monkeys and some.
All right. April 21st, we have Born in China. It is a wildlife drama that follows the families of endangered animals in China. Okay. I mean, yeah, it sounds like bears.
Cool.
We actually have to kind of speed up a bit.
Yeah.
We're only in April. War with Grandpa, don't know about it. Unforgettable, don't know about it. April 28th is The Circle. I wonder if it has anything to do with Circle, which was on. This actually looks kind of interesting. It's based off of the a novel. Is it? No, it's not. It is. It's based off of a
novel. Science fiction drama with Emma Watson, Tom Hanks, John Boyega.
Yeah, like crazy cast.
Yeah.
It's based off of Dave Eggers' novel, not recent novel, The Circle, which I know nothing about. Yeah. But I was reading about this earlier. All right, May 5th, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Woo! Looks awesome. We're going to review the trailer soon.
Yeah.
May 12th, Barbie. Why are we getting a Barbie movie?
We're getting a Barbie movie? Oh.
Yeah. I think they're looking. I don't think this is coming out because they just got casting about it.
Nothing important May 19th.
Don't you freaking say that. May 19th, we are getting the Diary of a Wimpy Kid 4th sequel.
Wait, they make movies of those?
That's what I said. Why is the... How have we
the
not...
The fourth how have we not heard of any of this?
Yeah, I know. I remember the first one coming out.
2010, 2011, 2012, 2017. What is this?
Why are they making them... Oh my god, Baywatch is coming out.
Baywatch. That's got... what's his name? Big guy...
Rock.
Zac Efron, right?
No, it's got The Rock in it.
And it's got Zac Efron.
Okay, it's got Zac Efron and The Rock. Yeah. They're making a sequel to The Nut Job.
That's dumb.
First movie was dumb. They're making a sequel.
Also.
But that looks interesting because it's a new director. It's a good director. Oh. And my most anticipated of the year, Alien Covenant.
Okay. Yeah. Alien Covenant's going to be great. Yeah, Michael Fassbender? Oh, my. Wait, does it have...
It's a sequel to Prometheus.
Yo, but...
What?
But does it have Sigourney Weaver?
No, it doesn't. But that's because it's a Prometheus sequel. It's not an Alien sequel, technically. It's an Alien prequel, Prometheus sequel. All right, May 26th, another one that was on my list, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Excited.
Another one that
Life
almost made my list.
Almost made my list, too. Yeah.
Life looks awesome, looks really creepy. And we have June 2nd, we have Wonder Woman high up on my list. And they're making a Captain Underpants movie.
You'll get lit.
I don't know why.
No
June
idea.
9th, something that we don't know if we're going to be able to review the trailer for you, but The Mummy.
The Mummy.
One I know, I'm going to check if the trailer dropped or not. Another one coming out, World War Z 2 is coming out.
World War Z 2?
Yeah. So we'll be seeing if we will, may or may not, yeah, no trailer drop yet. So we'll be seeing about that maybe. And then Kingsman the Golden Circle on June 16th. Both very much looking forward to that. Also Cars 3. I don't know why they're making a third Cars movie. They shouldn't. You know, the weird teaser trailer for that looked really interesting. Book of Henry. I've heard a little bit about that one. Then June 23rd, something that almost made my list but ended up taking off. Transformers The Last Knight.
Okay, I'm excited for this.
I have a very weird relationship with the Transformers movies. I love 1 through 3, and I despise 4.
Mm-hmm.
4 is probably the most disappointing movie I've ever seen.
Man.
Also, Rock That Body. Don't know that one. June 30th, the third movie in the Despicable Me franchise, and a movie called The House. Don't know what that is. July 7th. Nothing's coming out. Nothing's coming out. July 14th.
Spider-Man Homecoming on the 7th.
Yeah.
Get hyped.
Yeah, he is. He's hyped.
I'm going to come to California and watch that with you.
He's going to come to California, wake me up in the middle of the bed, and be like, wake we're up in watching. The bed. She's gonna be there. My bed.
Big bed. Yeah.
It definitely is. July 14th, War for the Planet of the Apes.
That could be interesting.
I mean, I've heard. I haven't seen Dawn. I've seen Rise. Rise is really good.
I've seen both of the new ones. They're good.
Bad.
I haven't seen any of the old ones. Which
why
is bad.
Are they making this Bad Dads? The whole point that make Bad Wait. Moms good is that there was that it was about bad moms.
Wait, they're literally making.
Like, Bad Dads isn't going to be good.
That is so dumb.
It's not going to be good.
That's, oh my gosh, that's bad.
All right, Midnight Sun comes out July 21st.
Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
Valerian and the City of a Thousand Disappointments.
Get out of here.
But when we do have to talk about Dunkirk.
Dunkirk, yep.
Dunkirk is the next, it's a war film done by Christopher Nolan with the same cinematographer as Interstellar.
I think Christopher Nolan is probably my favorite director of all
he's
time.
One of mine. I think he's one of my favorite currently working directors, definitely. Yep. One of the, like, modern ones. Girls Trip, never heard about it. July 28th, The Dark Tower.
Is that a scary movie or
no it's
Lord of the Rings.
I forget what it's called. What
American science fantasy western horror film. Throwing it
that's,
all in there.
That's weird. that's like it's like potpourri of a movie. But it's got McConaughey.
It's got some, like, dude discovers another dimension.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, a little Stargate there.
Oh, that Idris Elba. That's cool.
August 4th.
Matthew McConaughey.
August 4th.
Woo!
The Emoji Movie.
And Blazing Samurai. Let's go.
Oh, God.
Let's go.
August.
Probably Oscar buzz for August, best animated.
Yeah, Emoji Movie. I know. Best picture, obviously. Best picture Emoji Movie.
Definitely.
Oh, my God. I hope that's as bad as Nine Lives was, because Nine Lives was...
But Nine Lives was good, because it was so bad.
Nine Lives is an experience, let me just say. August 11th, Chips. Haven't heard of it. Coldest City. Haven't heard of it. Baby Driver.
It's got Michael Pena. Oh, I like him. American action comedy film. Huh?
I love... He's comedic. August 18th. The Hitman's Bodyguard and Everything. Haven't heard of those. We're going to be just going through these right now because we've got much time. August 25th, Villa Capri. I don't know. I like Capri and I like villas, so it'll probably be good.
Capri, like Capri Sun?
No. Oh. The Island in Italy.
Oh, okay.
September 8th, It.
No.
The It remake.
Boo.
Oh, it looks awesome. I don't know if they're still doing this in two parts. That'd be weird. September 15th,
it's
The Salute.
Bill Skarsgård. Wait, is he related to...
Stellan Skarsgård?
Yeah.
Skarsgård?
Yeah. Probably. That's cool.
All right, September 15th, The Salutrian. Never heard of it. September 22nd, The Lego Ninjago Movie. That just looks bad. I don't like that. I don't like that property. It's literally just...
Ninjago's so silly.
It's just ninja and go in the same word.
Ninjago. All
right.
Yeah, that's silly.
And Granite Mountain. Haven't heard of it.
Don't know it.
September,
it's got Josh Brolin, though.
29th, Flatliners and American Made. October 6th, My Little Pony, the movie.
Oh, no.
Yes. Looking forward to that.
Flatliners reminds me of the part in Pop Star Wars. Like, yeah, I like to flatline, dude. They're going to flatline session in every once in a while.
I love that. See, because it's so funny.
It's just so outrageous, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. And then Blade Runner 2049. We're getting a Blade Runner sequel. Yeah. That's weird. I don't know how much I like it.
Yeah. I have Kingsman also for the 6th. I don't know why.
That's weird.
Yeah.
October 13th, The Commuter. The Snowman. I actually am going to look up
the
Snowman.
Is that a horror film?
I hope it is, because that sounds...
It's Universal Pictures.
It's a Universal Pictures...
Crime drama.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Investigates the disappearance of a woman whose pink scarf is found wrapped around an ominous-looking snowman. Huh? It's got Michael Fassbender.
And then finally, they're finally saying they're going to do it, but Friday the 13th, the remake.
Yeah,
hopefully.
We'll see if that comes. We'll see what happens.
All right. October 20th, The Mountain Between Us, Geostorm, and...
Geostorm looks good.
What is Geostorm?
It's like there's climate controlling satellites, but something goes wrong, and so it's like Earth could. It's like a.
Is it directed by?
As a man heads into space to prevent climate controlling satellites from creating a storm of epic proportions, his brother discovers a plot to assassinate the president. It's like, wait a minute.
That sounds a lot like Armageddon.
Wait a second.
Wow, I'm drawing a blank on his. I'm just doing bad with directors today.
It's like he goes into space, and by the way, we're gonna kill the president.
That really much sounds like a Roland Emmerich movie.
Your scary stuff.
What? No, it doesn't. Oh, yeah, yeah. Insidious Chapter 4. Woo! And then October 27th, a horror movie I'm not looking forward to and I won't be seeing in theaters, Saw Legacy.
Saw movies are scary.
I do not like the Saw movies. I've seen the first one. I like the first one. But after that, they're just dumb and I don't like torture.
Gruesome or not?
They're just torture-y. I don't like torture movies at all. I don't like torture movies. November 3rd, Thor Ragnarok. We're getting three Marvel movies next year.
Isn't that what we usually get?
No, we usually get two.
We usually get two DC.
No, we get two Marvel every year. There's only been two this year. There's only been Civil War and
They more than made up for it. Let's be real.
I mean, yeah, they're good. And this year, next year's, because I think Homecoming's technically not a Marvel movie. I think it's still Fox. All right, November 10th, Show Dogs, The Star, and Red Sparrow. Don't know any of those. November 17th,
and Paddington 2.
Please no. November 17th, Justice League. Woo. November 24th, Coco, Let It Snow, Murder on the Orient Express. Murder on the Orient Express looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
I want to see what Let It Snow is. I'm waiting for a significantly good Christmas horror movie outside of just
Krampus.
I love Krampus though. I rewatched it. Yeah. I significantly love Krampus. It's gonna become like,
you guys should watch the trailer for Krampus because it starts off really fun and you're like, oh, it's gonna be a comedy film.
But
and
then, have you seen Krampus?
No, I haven't seen Krampus.
Krampus is a comedy.
Really?
It's significantly a comedy. The trailer is what's wrong. The trailer makes it seem like it's a horror movie.
Because I hate horror movies, so I was going to watch
it. You would like it. It is definitely a comedy. All
right.
Like, I'll, it's really funny. And I think it's a total, like, it's like a total cult film. December 15th, here we go. Star Wars Episode 8.
Woo!
And then December 22nd, I'm not sure anything's going to follow that up, but we're getting the Jumanji remake, $6 billion man movie, Pitch Perfect 3.
Pitch Perfect 3. Fingers crossed they'll do well.
I haven't seen the first two.
Okay, the first one's,
I'm on an acapella group, and I haven't seen the first two Pitch Perfect movies.
Third one, I hope
it's And good. That wraps up 2017.
No, you still have The Greatest Showman on the 25th with Hugh Jackman, Zac Efron.
That's a thing.
Zendaya.
All right. So, we've got trailers to react to. Sadly, The Mummy trailer has not dropped, and we won't be able to react to
it. It's supposed to drop today, guys, so keep an eye out for it.
So, we may do a Josh reaction next week. Being the greedy scum I am, I'm not. I'm going to watch the trailer, because that's just how it works.
Man.
But we should see the trailer to that. Was that one that guy said was the worst thing he's ever seen?
Oh, what was that?
It's Same Kind of Different as Me. All right, let's watch this trailer, because he said this is the worst.
All right, guys, bring up the Same Kind of Different trailer.
If you want to. If you want to watch this thing's terribleness. All right, we have the trailer up. All Actually, we have an
movie
ad.
Clip trailers.
No, I'm okay. All right, I've got it up. What are you doing?
I'm just waiting like 20 seconds. So they can...
All right, here we go.
Up your brightness, boy.
My brightness can be as low as I want it to be.
No.
It's also plugged in, so I have no reason for it to be.
Boom.
All
right.
All right, here we go.
Let's go. Hype.
Wait. We got a countdown for our viewers.
Yeah, right.
All right. We're starting it in 3, 2, 1, go. What? You just.
Okay, go.
No, we're starting it over. We're starting it over. Oh, God.
Okay.
All right.
You can hit K on a YouTube video anywhere, even if you don't know the movie selected, and it starts?
You can hit any friggin' key. Look. No. Okay, G doesn't work. You can hit the space bar too.
Yeah.
All right, stop. Okay. Hey, 3, 2, 1, go. No, you talk.
Okay, this accent, I don't know how I feel.
All right, well, we were told this is like the worst thing ever, and so far it's.
I'm just confused.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand. This just looks boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any idea what's going on.
Wait, what?
What the heck?
Wait a minute.
What is this?
The man put me up in a wheelchair. He didn't tell me that I could earn some money, maybe even some respect.
You're befriending some homeless man.
You lost your mind? They're looking for handouts instead of using their hands for work.
Maybe figure out why he want to know he done some bad things.
You're not a bad man. And I'm glad we're friends.
This is a weird, weird
This
trip.
Is really weird. Pretty sexy what you did today.
She's the only person to love you enough not to give up.
This just looks like...
What is... Wait, that was the dad from...
From what? This just looks weird. Yeah, I'm severely uninterested.
Yeah.
If you want to quote Ali Rosen, Ali Rosen said he was severely uninterested in this film.
What is he?
Who?
Oh, is that?
John Voight?
Is he?
John Voight's Peter Parker's
dad. Yeah, it's Ben Parker. Spider-Man.
And he's like also a very well-known actor.
Oh, he's in this.
Yeah, he's in a lot of it.
Huh.
All right. So.
It's Guardians.
It is Guardians, and we're about to go watch Guardians, aren't we?
We need to.
We're gonna watch the Guardians trailer. All right. Everyone, bring it up.
Gosh.
So.
Movie clip trailers.
No, stop. You can bring it up wherever you want. We use movie clips trailers. It's the most recent one. Yeah. Came out this morning. What a great thing to wake up to. All right, we're gonna start in 3, 2, 1, go.
What?
It's same color styling.
Now, whatever you do, don't push this button. Because that will set off the bomb immediately, and we'll all be dead.
Aww.
Now, repeat back what I just said.
Andrew?
No! It's the button that will kill everyone! Try again.
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew.
Uh-huh.
Andrew.
No!
Oh, this is... It's so good. Dun, dun, dun.
Baby Goose.
Yes.
What?
I love it.
That's amazing.
No! Oh my god.
That's a really bad sign.
God.
Oh my goodness.
Doesn't that, that's what I mean. That looks so good.
That looks so great.
Oh my God. Yeah, that.
It doesn't really tell us a lot about the story at
that's
all.
That's fine.
But
like,
it just makes us excited.
But it looks so good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
All right. No trailer for The Mummy.
All right. Let's do releases,
what a shame.
Right?
Let's go into opening next week. Opening next week is the film La La Land, which I've heard so much about.
Noise.
So much hype about that. I think we should try to see if it's playing out here.
Yep.
Might not be. Office Christmas Party.
There have been so many like things on Facebook and little trailers and little snippets, and it just doesn't look that.
We'll see. I mean, it's not.
It could be.
It's not
going to
be good.
It looks dumb.
And Friend Request. No, you are looking forward to another horror movie.
Is that like Unfriended?
Well, no, it's not going to be good like Unfriended was.
Oh.
Is it
a scary movie?
Yeah,
She friends somebody and then
unfriends somebody, and it looks bad.
A classic. That's why you never unfriend anybody, people, just in case their spirit.
Gets mad at you.
Yeah, you never know.
Blu-ray releases. Jason Bourne. You know,
Jesus
I like
Christ. It's Jason Bourne. I saw the first one, so that's good.
You saw Bourne Identity.
Yeah, I was supposed to watch the rest of them with friends, but then Mockingjay came in and Hunger Games and Catching Fire, and I'm
it's
really
okay.
To.
The new one's not that good.
Yeah,
it's just like kind of a subpar movie. I felt bored. I like was about to leave the theater during it. Yep. Also, we sat at the very front and had Archer next, and it sucked. Mm-hmm. And it gave my dad a migraine, which I hate when movies do that because it just makes him sad for a while and it makes him unhappy. And so shouldn't do that.
How many King Kong movies have there been? Oh.
4 or 5?
A few.
9.
Okay, 2 from 1933.
All right. I just keep talking about this. Also being released is The Secret Life of Pets, i.e. The Secret Life of the Pet Story. Because it's just Toy Story with pets.
Yeah.
VOD releases.
That's disappointing.
VOD releases is not disappointing because we have Magnificent 7.
Okay. We need to see that.
We have Sully.
I still need to see that too.
We have Storks. Don't need to see that. All right. So, wrapping up the show, let's go check out Box Office.
I don't even know what came out this week.
Box Office.
What came out this week?
Moana did. No, Moana's still in there. Wow. Moana made... Well, okay, so... Wow, Frozen came out over Thanksgiving?
Frozen?
Yeah. Not this Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving. Wait. So, like, all right, whoa. So just, like, talking about this, but Box Office Mojo has a 12-day total, Moana versus Frozen, and Frozen's 12-day total is 98,938,000, and Moana's 119 million.
What?
But this is why Frozen's such a crazy study. The reason Frozen doesn't have a high 12-day total is because Frozen blew up weeks and months after it was a thing.
Really?
Yeah. It's like it was a product of after release, and the reason Frozen was in theaters for months,
yeah,
like for a really like long after it came out on on Blu-ray.
Huh.
But Frozen, like you can talk about, but there's no way that it's going to hit that Moana will get close to how nuts of a box office Frozen was.
Wait, how did Frozen just like it was just kind of steady, and then it just shot up?
Yeah, well, I mean, it went up like crazy.
Dang.
Because it hit 400 million, which is crazy for it. Frozen's and that's domestic. And but then it made another 875 million abroad.
Wow.
So it made $1.2 billion worldwide.
That's incredible.
Frozen is a nuts case story. It's so cool. I actually wanted to check out, though, I believe Finding Dory did the same thing. Well, didn't do the same thing, but like was just a powerhouse this summer.
Nothing really exciting came out. Like
Finding Dory is not Frozen grossed higher than Finding Dory did.
Wait a minute. Aren't we talking about next week? What comes out next week? Wait, today's the 4th.
All right, now we're going to do the actual weekend box office. December 2nd to 4th. Moana is the only thing that came out this week was Incarnate, which looked really bad. But okay, so
and Nerdland, but that wasn't wide released.
I also think it wasn't wide released. Or Jackie wasn't wide released either. Jackie was released in 5 theaters. and it still was the 20th highest grossing movie. Wow, this was not a weekend for movies. Number 1, definitely. Moana with 28 million. Yep.
Number 2, Fantastic Beasts.
Number 2 is Fantastic Beasts at 18.5.
Number 3 is...
I like this. Keep guessing.
Shoot, I don't even know what's happening. Doctor Strange?
No.
Doctor Strange is gone?
Arrival. Arrival and its Dark Horse grossed 7.3 million, which
How jealous are you, though?
About what? Yeah. I cannot believe that. You get screeners?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
You're inviting me next time. If it's a movie you haven't already seen, you're definitely inviting me.
Girl on the Train.
Was that the other one you have?
Yeah.
Oh, that came out a while ago. I have no interest in seeing that. Can I, like, just watch... Are they only one use?
I don't think so, no.
Can I, like, watch it after you?
Can you what?
Can I watch it after you?
Maybe.
Then we have Allied, which is at gross 7 million. That's the...
World War something?
Forget. It's in the number 5 slot is Doctor Strange. Still holding steady with 6.4. Now, I don't think that was as high as a gross as... I mean, it broke its budget, but I don't think Doctor Strange was as high as a gross as studio wanted it to be.
Yep.
Number 6, Trolls, grossed 4.6 million. That broke even now. Number 7 is Hacksaw Ridge. That's the army... That's been in theaters for a while. Oh, no, it's the same amount as Doctor Strange. 3.4, Bad Santa 2, in its second week, only grossed 3.2. That dropped a ton. In its first week, Incarnate
2.6.
Huh. $2.6. Damn. That's crazy.
But Arrival's an interesting study. So last week it was in the fifth spot.
Huh.
This week it's in the third spot. I think people are starting to see it.
Yeah.
Like they're actually going to go see Arrival.
Did we even review Arrival? We didn't.
We didn't really do. I loved it.
I loved it. Nice. It was so good.
Yeah, it's stunning.
It was so good.
It's so interesting.
Yeah.
Number 10, Almost Christmas, 2.5 mil. Number 11, only 156 theaters and managed to gross 2.3 million.
Who?
Manchester by the Sea.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I want to see this so bad. It's going to be the first movie I see when I get back. People are saying best picture right here.
Dang.
They're also saying that about La La Land, which will be what we see next week.
Yeah.
If it's here. Number 12, Edge of 17, another movie people are saying is fantastic.
Nice.
1.6 million. Broke its budget. Good for it.
Yeah.
Every movie incarnate.
Bad. Yeah.
We're getting to Loving, another movie that's supposed to be fantastic. Yep. Just $1 million. So that's awesome. Moonlight, that's a movie I'm very much interested in seeing. In 14th, it's 900,000. Gross 900,000. That's the one about the kid. It's a kid growing up, and it's him discovering his sexuality.
Oh, yeah.
It looks awesome. Number 15, still alive and kicking, is The Accountant at $760,000 in its eighth week. I don't know how.
What's the what's been in there longest?
We got to do that. Let me get to the 20 at least. Nocturnal Animals, 600,000, 686. Believe, new movie, 600,000. Rules Don't Apply, 555,000 in its second week. Bleed for This in its third week, 290. That's the
Miles Teller, right?
Yeah. And then only in five theaters, grossing $275,000, is Jackie. That's the one about Jackie Kennedy. Huh. Let's see what other strange things are still. Finding Dory, still in theaters with $9,000 in 34 theaters. So if you are one of those lucky people who have Finding Dory somewhere near you, Queen of Cot Way is still in theaters.
What week?
It's in its 11th week. Finding Dory is in its 25th week.
Wow.
Also,
that's half a year. That's literally half a year.
Still grossing $100,000 in the box office is Secret Life of Pets in its 22nd week.
Wow. That's...
And yeah, no, Finding Dory's been in theaters for half the year now. They can truly
think
say
that. Just think about that.
Let's see. Deepwater Horizon, sadly, still didn't make its budget back. That makes me so sad.
Yeah.
Girl on the Train, still in theaters. It's ninth week.
Yep.
that's the big ones.
That's about it, yeah.
Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, did not make its budget back. They're not making another one.
Aw. I haven't seen the first one or this one yet, so.
So, rip that. Shut-In still hasn't made money. Good for you. It shouldn't be making anything. It's not a good movie. Yeah. Pete's Dragon, still in theaters. 34,000. I don't know why these are still in theaters.
I don't know. They're probably in like two theaters.
Yeah. So you're definitely going to let me see the next screener you get, right?
Probably. Maybe. We'll see.
Just like, let me watch it after you guys.
Nice.
Let me watch it after you guys. Like just pass it off to me and I'll give it to you next time. All right. So let's wrap up our show. I'm going to check YouTube one more time to see if the Mummy trailer is there, because that's going to make me really sad if we like turn the show off and it's there.
That'd be really funny. That'd be so funny. Just look up the Mummy. Just look up the Mummy in Google News.
Nah, it's not on there.
Disgusting.
Oh, that makes me really sad.
It's okay.
Don't. Oh well.
Yeah. All right, that's about it.
Yeah, that was an hour and a half long show. That was intense. Thank you guys for listening. Wow, I missed the call card entirely. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Allie, joined by
Josh Nolan.
And Josh Nolan.
That's what my friend's phone says.
Josh Nolan. Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's it.
Happy Hanukkah.
Enjoy.
We'll be back.
Check out the movie. Check out the Guardians trailer. That looks so good.
We'll be back next week for our final show, so make sure you see that.
Woo! We'll be talking about all of 2016.
Yeah. And we'll be doing our list. I've seen 62 of the movies released this year.
I don't even know how many I've seen.
Like I ranked all 62 2016 movies I've seen in a giant list.
That is.
Yeah.
All right. We'll let you go.
Yeah, we'll let everybody go. This has been Animatronic Dinosaurs, and we'll see you guys next week.